From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Once it is signed, sealed, and delivered, every state in the country will have to figure out how to spend all that money in the stimulus plan. We're going to take a look now at what this cash would mean for one state, a state that happens to be locked in a stalemate to hammer out a package to close a $41 billion deficit. That state is California. Budget talks in California have been stalled for 3 months, and to find out how the billions of dollars in the federal bill might stimulate the Golden State economy, we turn to Michael Genest. He's the director of the California Department of Finance. Mr. Genest, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let me read you a headline that appeared in a recent edition of the Sacramento Bee, the major newspaper there in the state capital. Headline reads, "State budget woes will essentially cancel out benefits of the stimulus." How would this work?
Well, I don't think I would put it that way. It's not going to cancel it out. But the stimulus is happening in the context of a very down economy and some really tough problems for a lot of state and local governments. So in our case, it's getting rid of this borrowing that is our first priority. If we get discretionary federal money, the first call on it will be to back that borrowing out of our equation. But then there's parts of the stimulus bill that will provide money for actual projects that won't have anything to do with our state budget, but will certainly help our state's economy. And, you know, we're ready to go with that. We have what they are now calling shovel-ready projects queued up, and we're anxious to get them started because that will help with the economy.
Now, help me understand how that essentially works. Let's drill into one potential project, say upgrading a portion of the Long Beach Freeway or creating a carpool lane on the 405 that's a major west side highway in the Los Angeles area. How does that actually stimulate the state's economy and beyond the state coffers into the local business community?
Right. Well, it stimulates the economy by putting people to work. You know, you can't build a freeway extension without people running bulldozers and shovels and the like. They also have to have supplied cement from nearby areas. There's a lot of ancillary contractors that come into play. So just the project itself at the first order, it puts money into the local economy for that. Then, of course, there's always the multiplier effect, meaning that those workers will go home and they'll spend some money at the local tavern. They'll perhaps buy something to improve their house, you know, and it just ripples into the rest of the economy.
So this is a case where the state pays the companies, the construction companies that in turn pay the workers, and the workers spend money at local restaurants and so forth. But wouldn't that happen anyway since this is a shovel-ready project? You're talking about projects that were already on the books?
True, but they're on the books for when we can do them. And right now, with our state budget situation, we're unable to sell general obligation bonds. So a lot of the projects that we would have been pursuing are going to have to sit on the back burner for some time. Eventually they'll get done, but they won't get done at the trough of this economic recession. So by jump-starting them now when we're in economic downtimes, that would really help with the economy when it needs it most. We still need the project now or later, but getting the spending done early is what helps the economy.
There was a big debate in Washington about this package, but whether or not this would be immediately stimulative. Let's say I own a hardware store somewhere in Long Beach. At what point will I start to see an uptick in business?
Well, I don't know that I could say that. To the extent that these projects can get started in the next few months, and we think many of them are ready to go in the next few months, then it would be pretty immediate.
When do you suspect that the legislature will reach some sort of agreement on the budget?
Oh, I wish I knew. I wish I knew. They're sleeping at their desk, and I'm sleeping at my desk, to the extent we sleep at all. We're working on it. We are down, apparently, the word is, to one single vote. So whenever that vote changes from a no to an aye, then we can all get going. And that could happen in 20 minutes or in 20 days. No one actually knows.
Michael Genest is the director of the California Department of Finance. Thank you very much, Mr. Genest.
Thank you.